together for Jesus. Give Jesus a shout of praise.
Lift up your voice and say, Ubangibona. Yesu, Malusi Yesu, Bilisi Yesu, Ageko, Ofana Nawe, Amana Akomagu.
Yega Malika Yesu, Sisi Nisiwe, Yega Malika Yesu, Sibili Siwe, Yega Malika Yesu, Sikululiwe, Yega Malika Yesu, Sisi Kalalwe, Yega Malika Yesu, Satan Uyabaleka,
Yesu.
We will not be the same again.
Join
me on this Christ night. expect a miracle tonight. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your power, your mercies,
yes, Lord.
Your healing,
yes, Lord.
Your grace,
yes, Jesus.
Your angels,
yes,
that are released into this stadium tonight. We thank you that you are such a healing Jesus. A Jesus who heals. Touch every life tonight. Change our lives forever. Let your power flow in this place. We thank you, Lord, for your great presence. We bind the foul spirits. Bind evil spirits that operate in this place. We cast them in Jesus' name. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the mercies of God. For Elizabeth. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. God bless you. You may be seated. First of all, I want to thank our wonderful pastors of Port Elizabeth and Nelson Mandela Bay. The apostles, the fathers, the pastors who have welcomed us to this great city. Pastors are the most important people anywhere. And I want to say, God bless you for welcoming us, and I know that your ministries will never be the same after this program. I also want to thank the authorities, the executive mayor, for being here to grace this occasion, and his great support for all that the Church of God is doing in Nelson Mandela Bay. We are grateful for your participation. May God bless you and increase you. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank all the other authorities. I see the speaker is also here. Thank you for your participation and your support.
Amen.
God bless you all. How many are ready for miracles tonight? All right. Tell somebody your life is going to be changed practically in these 3 days. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight my message is entitled, All Dead People Are Still Alive. All dead people are still alive.
Bonke abantu abasaphile abafile basaphila.
All dead people are still alive.
Bonke abantu abafayo nabafile basaphila.
You can take it as kind of like announcement or news or information. I want you to listen very carefully. James chapter 4 and verse
14.
Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away.
Oh yes, ngomso ngobubomu bakho kufana nomphunga nje okhona namhlanje ngomso umkile.
What is your life?
Ndona ubomu bakho.
Your life is like a vapor.
Ubomu bakho kunje ngomphunga.
That appears for a little time.
Oba khona nje ixeshana.
And then vanisheth away. The fact that somebody or something has vanished does not mean that it does not exist.
Inoba into ingabonakali ayithe noba ayikho.
Yeah. It just goes away from your vision. Your life and my life and the lives of all the people on the stage is like a vapor that is seen briefly. Then it's not seen. But it continues. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. In other words, after you die, you must still be alive to be able to go to court to hear the case and then the judgment.
Hey.
The Bible says it is appointed to man once to die, and then after that the judgment, which means the court, prosecution, defenses, final sentencing, judgment. I have a friend who has been going to court for 5 years. Last week was the judgment. So on the judgment day, he gathered himself together and went to court to listen to the judgment, and he has been going to court for 5.5 years, finally to go and hear the judgment. And of course, he had to be alive to go and listen to the judgment. All dead people are still alive. Keep listening. Because life, death, and judgment is something everybody must understand. One day, a brother was walking through a cemetery. And he was encouraging himself with the scriptures that were written on the tombstones. One of the scriptures that he encouraged himself was with Revelation 14:13. He says, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, for they shall rest from their labors." He saw other ones rest in peace.
Of course,
other ones, he said, "For me to die is gain." As he was walking, he became happier and happier. He said, "This looks like a very wonderful experience." Then he came to one which made him pause. Do you want to know what was written on there? It was written, "I was once like you, and you will soon be like me." "I was once like you, and you will soon be like me." He was shocked.
Because the dead person was telling him, you are soon coming here to join
me.
Your life is a vapor, and it is not something that you can just end.
And
that's why I say all dead people are still alive. God gave you your life. It's not something you can just throw away. Revelations chapter 4 verse 11 says, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 verse 4 uthi makaphaka mazukise uThixo odale yonke into fanele ukunukuzuko ngezinto azenzileyo.
God
uThixo
has made everybody here alive.
Wenze wonke umuntu olapha waphila.
And
why?
It's not something that is going to end.
Ayonto eza
and you can't end it. There are people who think they can commit suicide and end everything. You cannot end it. Judas,
Judas
thought he was ending everything by killing himself. That is over. It's not over. Adolf Hitler. There were 42 attempts to kill him whilst he was alive. On the last day, when they were just a few meters away from arresting him, he decided to kill himself with his wife to end it all, after causing the death of 50 million people in this world. He wanted to just exit, but you cannot just exit. Where are you going? All dead people are still alive. Say something. Yeah. Hitler thought that, oh, I can just come to this world and kill 50 million people, torture people, harm people, and then exit. It's over. Hey, nobody, I don't want to see you.
Everything but Hitler, and abulala nje abantu, ogqiba azibulala, acimba kuphelile.
There are people here who think, when I die, it's over. But it's not over. The Bible says, it is appointed to man once to die. And after that, it's a court case. You are going to court as soon as you die. You are going to court. You are going to court. Those of you who have never been to court, you may go tomorrow to court and practice what it's like for your judgment day, I tell you. Evidence will be brought. Videos of your life. Photographs.
Pictures
of your secret places and of the secrets of your life. It is appointed to man once to die. After that, court. We are going to court.
The court.
You cannot end anything. Yes.
Yes.
Death is both a blessing and an enemy. something that looks bad, but it's also good.
Into enze ebonakala ngathi imbi kodwa ilungile.
Yeah. If there was no way of dying, people like Adolf Hitler will still be around for about 100 years before you realize he has escaped from prison and is back to continue. Many of the wicked people in this world, it is a deliverance to this earth that they have been forced to vanish.
Yes.
Yes. We were created to live forever. But death has also come to deliver this world from some of the plenty evil. There are many killers and wicked people whose exit has been praised when they die. Adolf Hitler said, tomorrow morning, the whole world will curse me. When he was about to kill himself, he said, tomorrow the whole world will curse me.
What to Hitler? Gomso, longi lizo liza ndi alekis.
Because he knew what he had done. But it does not go like that. In Luke chapter 16, the Bible says there was a certain rich man clothed in purple. Purple. Is there somebody with purple? Give me that bag. That's purple. No, behind it. This is the color. Rich people wear this color. When you wear this color, you are rich. Are you wearing something purple? Okay. We accept that you are rich. He was clothed in purple and fine linen. And he fed sumptuously every day. He was eating KFC. And what are your nice food that you have here?
KFC. The Nando's.
Nando's. And what else? What is your favorite food?
Spare.
Spare. In the house, what do you eat?
Meat.
Meat.
Nice meat.
Meat. Yeah. Chisanyama.
Chisanyama.
Wow. Hey. And the rich man had a beggar called Lazarus.
Lendota. Lazarus.
And Lazarus was laid at the gate of the rich man. Desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table.
And
the Bible says, moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. He had sores on his legs. And he couldn't afford the hospital. So the dogs were his nurses. And the dogs would come every morning to lick the blood and the brown, red mucus and other liquids which were coming out of
the leg.
And he was looking for the rich man to throw some of the KFC and the Nando's bones. And he would be lying, the dogs, brown dogs, black and white dogs, big ones, short ones, they were all licking. Hey! And one day, I'm sure one of the dogs bit a piece of meat. Because if you are licking, you can easily bite a piece. And when the dog bit him, and some of his meat, it became infected. And the poor man had fever, and he died. But I told you, when you die, it's not over. The Bible says when he died, when you die, you get up and you see your body lying on the floor. And angels came and carried Lazarus up into Abraham's bosom. Hallelujah.
Abraham, amen.
Angels. Go read your Bible.
I'm open the Bible.
When you know God and you die, the evil spirits would want to come for you.
This is a full
but God sends an convoy of angels.
Hey. Amen.
I pray for these politicians who are driving in convoys. Because if you are a politician, you are used to driving in convoys of penny, and you die, and your convoy comes for you. So the rich man, he was traveling to France.
Why pick France?
Smoking his cigar.
Chaya is cigar.
Drinking his whiskey.
A cellar is whiskey.
With two of his girlfriends. Wow! He was having a great time.
When it was
suddenly,
scoop.
Hot! And he died. Hey! But I told you, when you die, it's not over. All dead people are still alive. All dead people are still alive. Go and read your Bible. All dead people are still alive. Then the rich man got up. And he saw his body lying there. No angels. Demons. And the rich man.
And he's scared.
Hey, go away. Go. You see, when you don't know God, an angel. You see, look at this. Demons. Tell you those who don't know God. I fear for you.
Yes.
I tell you. That was very scary.
You get.
One night I was on a plane, Air France. I was flying from Senegal. We had a crusade in the capital city of Senegal. Dakar. We took off on the Air France. At about 10 or
11.
At about 2 a.m. I was sleeping. And I heard an announcement. Is there any doctor on board? If you can please identify yourself. When I heard, I said, ah!
That little,
doctor, at this time I'm sleeping. I cannot get
up.
So I just continued sleeping. Then I heard the announcement again. If you are a doctor, please identify yourself. So I said, no other doctor has owned up. I lifted my hand. I said, I'm here. Please come. They took me. And there was a man sitting with his father. The man was sitting by the window. His father was sitting on the aisle seat. So what is wrong? He said, he's not talking. He's not moving. So I said, what happened? He said, nothing. We ate. We drank. He had dessert. Coffee. Everything. We are flying. We are two white men. We are flying to Paris.
Paris.
He's not moving. He's not talking. I touched him. I took the stethoscope. I checked his heart. Eyes. I said
that
he's gone. He's gone. And I didn't feel dead raising anointing
that
and not even that. Yes, he's gone. Just like that. No announcement.
I got announcement.
And his son was very distraught. Because you see, nobody knows the hour.
I come to us
the time when you will vanish. He was gone. When we arrived in Paris, they made all of us sit down. And the hospital people came on board and took him off. Yeah. Nobody knows the time when it's your time to vanish.
Yeah.
But as soon as you may be in the air, as we were in the air, after that,
and then go
court.
They get caught.
Court case. Yes. I didn't write the Bible.
Can't he buy the Bible?
Judgment comes after court. It's court. Judgment means there's court.
Court.
The rich man died, and the Bible says, in hell, he lifted up his eyes.
This can't be suffer. Is the Bible?
Eyes? I thought we buried his eyes. He lifted up his eyes. And being in torment. Torment? It means he was feeling pain. Better take a packet of Panadol with you when you are going to hell. Better take your packet of Panadol and painkillers. I tell you, you are going to need painkillers over there.
Painkillers.
Hey! Torment.
To be sick.
And he sees. The eyes were working.
A measure sevens.
He sees. Abraham.
Abraham.
Far off. And who did he see?
Wabona Laban.
No other than Lazarus. Lazarus was having a good time. Give me the
truth.
Lazarus was having a drink.
Lazarus is a cello.
Lazarus was drinking heavenly Pepsi Cola.
Lazarus was selling Pepsi Cola at Paisuri.
Ah! Lazarus called. Oh, can some of the angels take a picture? I want to send to my relatives.
Come. Lazarus, I don't have any pictures. If you
wow.
This is an attack.
Hey! I'm yet to get a mobile phone, but you take pictures, please.
I just arrived in heaven.
Lazarus was enjoying.
Lazarus
was enjoying. And the rich man
is dead.
Was in hell.
Why am I suffering?
Crying.
A car.
He said, Father Abraham, please.
What if I Abraham?
Can you send Lazarus?
I'm not to know about Lazarus.
Do you know why? Do you know why he asked to send Lazarus?
Shall
I tell you why? Rich people are used to sending people, you know. This can you go and
tell to Baba?
Can you make a cup of tea for me?
Oh,
can you
get me
this? Oh, go and fetch this for
me.
He is not used to not being a rich man on in Port Elizabeth anymore. He's not used to it. He said, can you send Lazarus?
I'm not to know Lazarus.
To get me just a drop. Father Abraham, I don't want to ask for much. I wouldn't even bother with a bottle. Or even a glass. I don't want a glass. I don't even want a bottle. Just a drop.
A drop.
Look, there is a place.
Window.
They don't ask for bottles.
About Chinese body,
a drop like
that.
There is a place.
Call it out.
You people, I tell you, you see, I don't know sometimes what we are preaching about. There is a place they don't ask for.
About body.
They don't ask for bottles or glasses.
But Chinese body.
Yeah. And Abraham said, no.
What do Abraham? I
look. When you are here, everything you ask God, Jesus, the answer is yes. When you go to hell, everything you ask, the answer is no. Then the rich man
escaped.
Said, Father Abraham,
what did Abraham?
Can you send Lazarus? Again, I told you they are used to sending people. Can you send Lazarus to my father's house?
But I have wish you got that.
I have five brothers in Nelson Mandela Bay. They are just like me.
The number of brothers are Shano, Ape, Pai, Bafana, Jena.
They are just like me.
Bafana now.
Wicked people.
Bakoshakel.
I know they are coming here.
They are yes, Baza.
And Abraham said, no.
What do Abraham?
I look at the rich man in hell. No.
He
said, because between us and you, a great gulf fixed. So that they that would pass from thence to hence cannot cross. Neither can they pass from thence to hence. And he said, if someone were to go from the dead, they would not believe him. Then Abraham said,
what do Abraham?
They have the prophets.
Call a prophet.
Let them hear them. Pastors and prophets, you're supposed to be warning people about heaven and hell, not preaching about money and prosperity every day. Let them hear the prophets. Instead of giving yourself to do social things,
you're
giving to warn people about eternal judgment.
When Sanabantu,
you call yourself a prophet?
Who's and a prophet?
Prophet? Now you preach about his success?
And
what about hell? What about heaven? What about God's word?
To the soul, but that's all. Seven's got
tickle. You hear some pastors.
So you
have the audacity to say that Jesus came to speak more about money than anything.
Nonsense.
Jesus told us, this is Jesus, Luke 16. These are the words of Jesus in red. When you read your Bible, it's in red.
All
dead people are still, as I speak, they are alive. Let them hear them. But when they are alive, either in heaven or in hell. Look, people don't know why God sent his son. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him will have 3 houses and 8 cars in Port Elizabeth. No, read it. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus, that whoever, black or white or color or Indian or green, believes in him will not perish.
Will not perish.
All dead people are still alive. But they are either in heaven or in hell. John 3:17. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. No. But that the world through him might have life. You are not condemned. Look at my hand. Jesus sent me to invite you to come to him. To come to the cross. To open your heart. To be washed in his blood. What can wash away your sin? The blood of Jesus. Only one thing can make it possible for you to go to heaven.
Yeah.
That is why God sent Jesus. His wonderful blood. Because why would you go to hell? Romans 3:23 says, the wages of the payment for your sins is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Do you know anybody who is dead? Think about the person right now. The person wishes he could send you a text. You see, dead people are trying to communicate with us, but they have been cut off. There is a prison in America. It's called Supermax. I know somebody who was put into that prison in in the year 2000. He has been given 250 years sentence.
When you got 250 years sentence per Supermax.
Supermax prison.
Supermax.
Are you listening,
my man?
It's 7 feet by 11 feet.
7 feet go 11 feet.
7 feet is the size of a bed.
7 feet ke kamonga
ngebed. 7 feet by 11 feet.
7 by 11.
He has been given 250 years.
Wanikwa iminyaka 200.
Even the people who bring him food.
Na bantu bamzisela ukutya.
cannot see him.
Abanambona.
They pass the food through various channels. So he has not seen any human being.
Since
2000, it's called Supermax.
Agaboni mtuso ngo 2000. Lenda kutwa yi Supermax.
He cannot make contact
akanda unulumelana
with human beings.
Akanda ukakamselana nabantu.
Yeah. You see, people who are in hell,
abantu basesokwe,
they are in mega Supermax.
But we
mega Supermax.
Eyolingulu Supermax.
Hey! They can also not make contact. Do you know any relative of yours who is alive? Who is dead? I tell you, he's alive. Our first president, Kwame Nkrumah, as our mayor told us.
President, we took Kwame Nkrumah.
He's alive.
God.
He's somewhere. I don't know where he is.
And the Azu.
I can't tell, but I know that he's alive.
God of God.
And your icon, Nelson Mandela, is also alive.
He will
love to send a message from where he is. I don't know where he is. We will find out when you die.
When you saw yours, you don't feel.
Who are those here? Michael Jackson is alive.
Michael Jackson, go
somewhere. Princess Diana. She's somewhere. Your sister.
Your sister
is alive.
God.
Your brother,
Mdagwe,
your father,
Dadak,
all dead people,
Bonge Abantu, Abapupile,
are still alive.
Because
Baba, it is appointed,
Baba Kumise,
wants to die.
Mbafe Begai.
After that,
Mbendo,
you are so alive that you can go to court. You are so alive.
Ukona.
You are so full of energy and life. Better take your painkillers with you.
Painkillers.
Yeah. This is why God sent Jesus Christ.
Lord,
so that you, will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. Why don't you clap for Jesus Christ? Such a wonderful blessing. He is the Savior of the world. The Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is the King of the world. That is why we call Jesus the Savior. He's actually come to save. Jesus did not come to save us from lack of water or lack of electricity. Or the lack of good schools. Not even to come and save us from sicknesses and what
have
you. Matthew 1:21 says, he shall save the people from their sins.
It
is our sins that are. Wow. How many want to go straight to heaven?
No.
Hey! Can you imagine how some rich people feel? I know one guy. He died twice. Yes. He had a heart condition. And his heart stopped. He was a Methodist. As soon as he died, Alex, he went down. Disappeared into the air. He was shocked. He started shouting. I'm the Methodist.
I'm the one who missed.
You may be a Methodist or a non-methodical Methodist or a Jesus is not in your heart, my friend. Except a man is born again, he can enter the kingdom of heaven. He went down. Then he got healed. And he got saved. He became a Christian. He was still sick. And his heart stopped again. This time, he went up. Yeah. In fact, he said,
what?
He was reading the Bible. He said, look, I don't need to read the Bible to know about heaven or hell. He said, I've been there. And the second time he went up. Because he was now saved. People are shocked. I hear there is a special place for people who are surprised. For those who think the devil is not real, like there's a special area for them. People who live in the mansions of Port Elizabeth. You know, I pray that you have a mansion. I heard of one rich lady. She had a servant. And she died and she went to heaven. She was a Christian. She went to heaven. And her servant also had died earlier. When she got to heaven, the angel was taking her to the place.
They
were going and going. They came to some barracks.
Barracks.
Like soldiers, like trees. And they told this lady, here. she was surprised. She said, this is where you are.
Staying.
And she said, where is my servant? So That mansion over there, your servant is up there.
And then you tell him,
that's not fair. That's not fair. Why should I be in this dormitory? And this servant is up there in the mansion. Ladies and gentlemen, the first shall be last and the last shall be first. Hey. That's why you should serve God. It's
not
like you when you were on earth. Rich people don't give money. If you are a pastor for many years, you know rich people don't give money. They just drive their nice cars to
heaven.
They don't give money. He said, you were not giving money, but your servant was taking all that she had and putting it in the offering. They told her, no argument in heaven. In there, quickly. Shut up. How many are glad that Jesus died? How many are expecting to go to heaven direct? Hey, there is only one way. And that is through Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet, let's pray. All dead people are where? Hey. 7 feet by 11 feet. Since the year 2000.
So, year 2000.
I don't want to mention his name. He's in that prison.
And full of this
Yes.
Supermax.
Heaven has double mega supermax.
It's double mega.
Hell.
Supermax.
Yeah.
Hell.
Close your eyes.
Let's pray.
If you are here tonight, you want Jesus to wash away your sins. Listen, there are many people who have done bad things. Nobody caught you. Not so with God. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, beholding the good
and the evil.
For man, you can fool him. We pastors, you can fool us. Because we are just men. But God, you cannot fool. Tonight, as every head is bowed, if you want to say, Jesus, I know I am a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. Please pray with me. I want the blood of Jesus to wash away my sins. And I want to receive Jesus as my Savior. If you are here like that today, and you want to say, Pastor, help me. I want to know God. I want Jesus to come into my life and save me today. If you are here like that, you want Jesus to wash away your sins, then lift your right hand. Just lift your right hand up high. And I'm going to pray with you. Your right hand must be up high. I want to receive Jesus tonight as my Savior and my Lord. Your right hand, just your right hand, must be up. And say this prayer with me. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. I can hear you say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please forgive me. Please have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins.
Wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Say tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Come into my heart. Change me. Save me. Wash me with your precious blood. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now, if you've lifted your hand and you are very serious, you really want to follow Jesus from tonight, then with your hand lifted up, march to the front.
Come to the front.
Come from wherever you are standing. You want to turn away from your sins. You want to turn away from your wicked ways. You want to come to God. You want to say, Satan, I will not serve you anymore. I am following Jesus. Come on to the front. Come quickly. With your hand lifted up. With your hand lifted up. I'm turning away from my sins. I'm turning away from wickedness. I'm following Jesus from tonight. I want to serve God. I'm following Jesus. Let your hands up. Come to the front. Come all the way. This way. Make a way for the people.
Jesus.
Keep coming. Come to God. Tonight. Come to Jesus. Tonight. Turn around. Come to God. Tonight.
Jesus is calling you. Turn away from evil. Turn away from sin. Turn away from murder. And come to God. Come on, I'm waiting. Come on. Can you move back this way? Move back this way. So that people can come. Now lift your hands again. Wherever, okay, there's a little more space here. Wherever you've reached, keep your hand up. Nobody should leave. Don't leave. We are closed. Don't walk away, please. Don't walk out. Lift your hand up quickly. And everybody also lift your hand. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus. Jesus!
Jesus!
I'm tired of fooling around.
I'm tired of walking in sin.
Tonight is my night.
I come to the cross.
I'm turning around.
Lord Jesus,
please wash away my sins.
Cleanse me.
I am sorry
for my sins.
I have done many very bad things.
Please forgive me.
Tonight,
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
I am turning around.
And I receive Jesus.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus
as my Savior
and my Master
and my Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Please come into my heart
and change me now.
Change me, Lord.
Change me
by your power.
Say it out loud.
Change me
by your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I will serve you from tonight.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please lead them in the.
Yenza lo mthandazo ova kwami ithi Nkosi Yesu. Namhlanje ndiyakholwa ukuba wena wandifela. Ndiyavuma ngomlomo wam ukuba wena uyiNkosi. Ndiyakwamkela. Ngena entliziyweni yami. Moyo ingcwele, ngizalise ngamandla, ngikukhonze, ngingajiki, ngikuthande, 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 ngiyabonga, 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 egameni likaYesu.
Hallelujah. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Now. Now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All of you who received Jesus Christ tonight,
nonke nina bamkela uYesu ngokuhlonje,
this is the first step. Tomorrow morning,
ngomso kusasa,
at 8 o'clock, there is a very